Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, sun and clouds today, 80 to 85. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 85 to 90. Saturday, partly cloudy, more humid, 85 to 90. And on Sunday, there'll be sun and clouds, 85 to 90. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today. The town of Amenia has signed a climate smart pledge and is starting to work in earnest to help mitigate climate change. The project they're working on is community solar. Unlike traditional solar, where an array is installed for your roof or your property, community solar involves panels installed at an off-site location. You subscribe to that solar project and receive credits on your electric bill for clean energy produced there. Homeowners, renters, and some small businesses can save an average of 10% a month doing this. You can choose any community solar that cooperates with the New York State Electric Grid. If you want more information or want to sign up, you can get more information at nyserda.ny.gov. Connecticut's tax-free week offers shoppers some relief. Starting on Sunday, Connecticut shoppers can enjoy week-long respite on sales taxes on purchases of shoes and clothing valued at less than $100. The waiver of the state's 6.35% sales tax on eligible purchases is expected to save consumers an estimated $2.6 million as the inflation rate continues to hover at about 40-year highs. The projected savings will come on top of $3 million that was saved during the temporary sales tax holiday in April that the state legislator and Governor Ned Lamont authorized to provide immediate relief from rising inflation. Exempted from the range from jeans to shirts to jackets, dresses, baseball caps, shoes, sneakers, shoelaces and socks, pajamas, and nightgowns. The sales tax holiday excludes jewelry, handbags, luggage, umbrellas, watches, and other accoutrements people carry but do not wear. From TriCornerNews.com, expanding the upland review area for Salisbury's lakes was the focus of a two-hour discussion during an August 8th meeting at the Salisbury Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission. During the forum, via Zoom, a subcommittee comprising members of the Planning and Zoning and IWWC unveiled the draft rewrite of regulations that had been in works for 2 years. The 2021 proposal sparked protests from some property owners around Lakeville's Lake Winnonskopomock and around Twin Lakes on the northern edge of Salisbury, resulting in legal intervention and a petition with 500 signatures circulated by a citizens group, Salisbury Lakes Homeowners. The group advocated for more research and broader input before the regulations were adopted. Some commissioners questioned whether expanded oversight is excessive and burdensome to landowners, while the majority supported the expanded authority and said the town should embrace its critical natural resources. The Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association honored 5 area students with scholarships to pursue their education in health care. The scholarship provides $10,000 per year for up to 5 years for each student. Brooke Noller, Aaron Daly, Ellie Olson, Mika Mastruda, and Luke Malika. In North Canaan, in a story at TriCornerNews.com, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved an application for office renovations at the Mountainside Treatment Center after holding a public hearing at its regular meeting on Monday, August 8th. Plans under the special permit were summarized by John Steele, Mountainside Vice President and Compliance Officer, who explained that the patio area behind the former Chinchilla Farm building would be enclosed to create 3 offices. The footprint of the building would not change. The use of 3 offices within the building has been changed during the pandemic to accommodate teleconferencing. The 3 new offices would regain the space lost during the repurposing. No public comment was offered during the public hearing, finding no impact in connection with the compliance of regulations. The Planning and Zoning felt that it was a simple application and that could be readily approved. The vote was unanimous. The St. Thomas Episcopal Church Food for Life Comida de Vida Pantry needs volunteers to help the pantry get food into the homes of those struggling to make ends meet during these times. St. Thomas has its own garden from which it grows fresh produce during the growing season, and the pantry providing non-perishable food and other essential items for those living in the Harlem Valley and in nearby Connecticut. For more information, stthomasamenia.com/volunteer, stthomasamenia.com/volunteer. Back to school time. Students at the Weebatuck Central School District, Pine Plain Central School District, Dover and Millbrook and Central School District need help and able to prepare to get through another year. The school supply drive will run through the month of August, featuring curated Amazon wish lists based off school and supply lists. Supplies are distributed to families directly to students in time for the start of the school year. More information is available at neccmillerton.org/program/family to access the wish list. Some area meetings going on today in Salisbury, the Affordable Housing Commission at 5:30. In Cornwall, the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen regular meeting tonight at 6:30. And the Ancrumtown Board meeting will be held in person. Now, public participation is recommended via Zoom only, but the town board in person. Coming up on August 20th, the Wasaic Fire Company is working with the Wasaic Project, serving burgers and hot dogs and drinks. They'll also hold an open house where they'll be showing fire trucks and how to use some of the equipment. They'll also have applications to hand out if anybody wants to join. The whole event is from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. The firehouse will have their open house along with the food and drinks from 3 until 6 p.m. A touching story about a slave from the northwest corner will come alive when Puppet Sweat performs at a puppet show at the Cornwall Historical Society on Saturday. Two shows, 3 and 5 p.m. It's the autobiography of James Mars, a slave born and sold in Connecticut. It was created by puppeteers Robert Bresnick and Leslie Weinberg. The words will be spoken by the narrator and edited on the first half of the Mars autobiography. D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village will host August Fest in the Village on Sunday, August 21st from 4 till 6 p.m. outdoors at the library's lawn, featuring grilled bratwurst, craft beers from Norbrook Farm Brewery, hot pretzels from the Falls Village Inn, a silent auction and live music by Kane Clawson and Country Jam. A vegetarian option and lemonade will also be served. Guests will receive a limited edition Hunt Library cup. There will be a silent auction. Tickets $30 or $5 for children under 12. You can get tickets and get more information by contacting the library, 860-824-7424, or online at huntlibrary.org. Taking a look at the stock market, our stock market report is updated and underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, by the Interlaken Inn, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,980.32, the NASDAQ at 12,938.12, and the S&P 500 at 4274.04. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.